You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I don't want to say this one is funny, but it's kind of funny.
It's unique for sure.
Yeah.
Unique.
It's interesting. So it's from Shannon. Shannon says, and she starts by going, "Well, this is new." And I think you'll agree. She says, "I got a message yesterday from a friend telling me she has broken up with her longtime significant other. It's like an engagement announcement, but it's a breakup announcement. Letting us all know they are no more." She says, "And it must not have ended well. She's asking all of us to go onto our social media, find photos of this couple together, and delete them. She doesn't want to have a social trail of the two of them laughing and smiling together. She has deleted him from her Insta and other accounts, and she wants all of us to do the same."
Aren't you dying to know what happened to make this request happen, you know?
Yeah.
It must have ended real bad.
Shannon says, "Have you ever heard this before? I'm not sure I want to put in the work, but she's a good friend. I'm afraid she'll really get pissed if she scrolls through my pages and sees pictures of him." Oh, my God.
Very unique. I have never heard of this before. I mean, we could take this in pieces. I mean, first of all, getting just a breakup announcement.
I know.
That's, I kind of like it. You know, I went to lunch with a friend yesterday and we sat down. I hadn't seen her in a few months. And the first thing I sat down and started talking to her with was like, "Hey, how's your significant other? Are you guys married yet? Are things good? Da-da-da." She's like, "Oh, no, we broke up." I was like, "Oh, that would have been information that I could have used before I started, you know, looking like an idiot, asking how happy you are." So I
That's a fair point, man.
I do like the breakup announcement, especially if you've been, she was with somebody for 12 years. Like, I need that announcement so I don't ask what's going on.
Right.
But the follow-up request to start deleting things off my personal pages? I don't know about that.
I mean, can you use AI to do that these days? Like, have a picture of the dude and just tell AI, go through all of my accounts and delete anyone who looks like this guy?
Delete Brett from all the pictures.
Yeah.
Probably. I would imagine that's probably a thing. But the common person right now is going to have to scroll through their Insta and just find every picture and delete it. And that's a lot of time out of my day for
go
your
back
crappy
to your first,
relationship.
Go back to your first point, which I like. It's helpful for everyone else.
It is.
If you would get the word out somehow. But how does one get the word out without being kind of, I don't know, tacky's not the right word, but
there's probably use AI to write something for you, honestly. Write in a sympathetic tone. there's a way. You could go on your Facebook and blast it out to everybody. "Hey, sad news, I broke up with so and so."
Hollywood celebrities have PR teams that do make these announcements, right? They will release news that such and such celebrity couple has split. And at this time of grieving, please respect our privacy.
Yeah.
In other words, pay attention to us 360 days a year. But for these 5 days, just let us be in peace. But you're right. I mean, how do you just put a post on social media? "Hey, in case I run into you, I'm suddenly single." You don't have to give details, I guess. "Hi, I'm suddenly single."
Suddenly single. I like that.
"I don't really feel like answering questions because, you know, people are, what happened? Because I'm divorced, right? And I'm it's so funny to me. People will come on like, oh, I heard you got, what happened? And I always want to say, let me sit down and open up and share my most vulnerable, sensitive information, personal, private information with you. Because you're curious." Mm-hmm. So maybe on your announcement, you say that, right? It's like, "I'm single now. Please don't ask me about it. Let's just go out and have fun."
It's an SIS message. We need to market this. SIS messages for people. "Suddenly I'm single."
Yeah.
And, you know, we could make our own little cards, Dom, and graphics, and people can use them.
"The boys in the morning. The boys in the morning at this time would like to announce that Denise and Brad are no longer a couple, please, at this difficult time, allow them the privacy to mourn and grieve, and please do not ask any questions.
We'll have a little jingle. It's a sis jingle, and it's time for our daily sis.
It would be so gauche if you asked about it, so don't do that.
Yeah.
God, that's funny. Now, back to point, and people can listen. We'll take your calls on this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Elizabeth just wrote in and says, I love that she assumes her relationship is everyone's top priority.
Well, she's making it that for sure.
Well, welcome to 2024, too, right? Where everyone feels like all of their stuff is the most important stuff in the world. Yeah. That's hilarious. You're right. You know, Elizabeth,
yeah, she's right.
Give you a ding on that.
Yeah.
But with, you know, here's the question. Would you do what she's asking and go back through all of your accounts, Insta, Facebook, whatever, and delete all the photos of them as a couple? Would you do it? Brittany, would you do that? Would you go on and scrub your feeds of all of these couples' pictures?
Absolutely not, because those memories are my memories as well.
Yeah, you had a good night at that get-together. Why do you have to delete it, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
And it's completely inappropriate of her to ask her friends to do this.
Yeah, but a lot of them will follow and do it.
But not surprising, though, is it? In this self-absorbed world? I mean, I don't think it's surprising in a self-absorbed... I'm not saying it's the proper thing to do. I'm just not surprised that somebody would ask because everyone's so self-absorbed.
I guess. It's not something I ever asked anybody I knew to do when I got divorced. My brother and my dad are still very good friends with my ex-husband to the point where my ex-husband comes to my nephew's birthday parties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So awkward. People are self-absorbed, but get over it.
I'm glad you called, Brittany. Have a fun day, okay?
You too, boys. Bye.
But don't you think if you're a true friend and your friend was in pain and hurting, like this little thing would help them get through it, that you'd maybe would just do a few at least just to help a friend and to be kind? I mean, there's a kindness aspect to it.
Here's what I do. I would scroll back over like the last 2 months, because then I got to figure most people will not scroll back any longer than that through my feed. Although with you and I, we have some listeners every once in a while who just randomly out of the blue like a photo or a post. I had somebody who liked a post of mine. It was 4 years ago.
Yeah, it happened to me just a couple days ago on Instagram. Yeah. It was like 6 years ago. I was like, what are you doing? That was obviously a mistake, probably.
Christine says, I didn't even scrub my social media of my ex-husband, so I would not waste my time deleting photos of her and her ex-boyfriend. If she doesn't like them, she can untag herself. That's funny.
Yeah, girl.
Becky says, the announcement could say, we've gone through a conscious uncoupling. Yeah, it's Gwyneth Paltrow's line, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think it is. And then Cecil's kind of funny, too.
Cecil.
Cecil says, or maybe it's Cecil. Some people pronounce it Cecil. No, don't do it. There's always a chance, no matter how small, that they might reconcile and get back together. Cecil says, wait 1 year, then delete.
Oh, right. Yeah, they immediately get back together and all the pictures are gone. You're like, what the hell?
Yeah, that's a new rule of thumb, I guess. When your friends break up, you got to wait a year and then you can delete some of the
photos. Right, right, right.
God, that's funny. What do you got?
Well, I've got three more just in terms of the general breakup announcement. Alexis says, I'm the opposite of Dom. I would tell all in the post. That way you get a chance to tell your story to stop people from trying to put the puzzle together in their own way. So she would go on and just spill the beans. Christina says, why is the breakup post necessary? Isn't that what changing your Facebook status to it's complicated or single is? Yeah. And then Scott says, I would never do this breakup announcement thing. That's what chatty relatives and chatty coworkers are for. You're eliminating their gossip jobs. That's from Scott. He said, love you, boys.
God, that is...
Yeah, you got a good point there, too, Scott.
Funny.
Who's going to gossip?